Hello, everybody. Hope you're having an absolutely amazing day, night, whenever this episode catches you. I just got done shooting an episode with one of my best friends, Paul. His episode should already be out by the time you guys catch this episode, so it should be the previous one. Please go check it out. Absolutely amazing guy. Love the guy so much. Always have such good conversations with him, and I think a lot of you can take away some really good lessons from that episode. Speaking with him gave me a very important realization and a reminder that everything that you ever wanted in life is on the other side of fear. And I just wanted to expand on that and tell you guys why I think this is the case. I think if you are to take a person who is on the other side of the table, right? Somebody who never puts himself in uncomfortable situations or even tries to better himself in any way, they're miserable. Reason being, because they don't have anything to show for themselves as a human being, right? They have no value to provide, if that makes sense. One of my good friends from home, Roman, I talked about this in the very beginning of my podcast, but he's somebody who's had a lot of experiences and done a lot of different things. And I always commend him for that because he seems to have a story about every single thing in the world. But that is a direct correlation to being a more interesting person. When you have more experiences and you test your boundaries as much as somebody like my friend Roman does, you discover yourself and you figure out the things that you like and dislike. However, if you are to fear all of those times when you have to push yourself a little bit harder or do something that you're not necessarily comfortable with, you're going to prove to yourself that you're not able to do the things that you set out to do and that you said you would achieve. The reason this quote resonates with me so much, everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear, is because I can personally attest to this. There have been so many things in my life that I've done, that I've started, and have proven to not be as bad as I think. To be completely honest with you guys, I think when I was younger, I used to be very anxious. And that's not to say that I'm not anxious anymore. I definitely still am, but I definitely used to be a lot more scared of things when I was younger, in my younger teenage years. And that stopped me from doing a lot of things that I loved. And to add on to that, I was always put in situations where I'd get super anxious and I would walk out of that situation thinking, oh, that's it? Like, that's what I was so scared about, right? I'll give you a perfect example. Going to the doctor's office, getting a shot. I know a lot of people struggle with this. It's kind of like a very common stressor, I guess you can say. So it might not be the best example, but I used to stress so much. Oh my God, tomorrow morning, are you kidding me? I have to go get a shot. This is going to be horrible. This is the end of the world. Like, your brain, you guys know how it is. Your brain feels like you're going to die. Then you get the shot and you think to yourself, did I really spend all that time thinking about that one thing just for it to be that small? I think a lot of things in life, and I want you guys to understand this because it's one of the most important parts of why I'm making this episode. So many things in life are the exact same way. You don't start them and you don't do them just because you're so scared to find out what's on the other side. But on the other side is something that's far greater than you can imagine. Even if it might not be good in the very beginning, just like Paul said during our episode, it's good in the long term. And if you can understand that bad things can be good in the long term, then you're going to be absolutely unstoppable. Compare a person who thinks of the regrets that he has in his life as something that he identifies with and something that he lets stop him everywhere he go to someone else who makes a mistake and thinks to themselves, okay, well, I made this mistake, right? I ran off the side of the road a little bit, metaphorically. But now that I know this is a mistake, I'm going to put myself back on track and back on the road, which is going to allow me to be able to see the vision more clearly. Okay, you made a mistake. Well, now you know what not to do. Because somebody that makes the same mistake two times in a row, knowing that the first time it was a mistake and doing the same thing the second time, is somebody who doesn't learn from his experiences. And that's very dangerous. If you're not able to learn from your experiences and understand that your mistakes is a way to guide you to the inevitable solutions, you're not going to be able to succeed.
Hey, sorry to interrupt myself, but this episode is sponsored by TNT Evolution. Capture your untapped potential by taking their high-quality supplements to take your physical well-being to the next level. For those of you taking multiple scoops of creatine every day, look no further. TNT's creatine monohydrate has amazing reviews, and it's all in the form of a capsule. No more powdered hands and constant mixing with water. Get extra strength, faster recovery, and easier digestion with TNT Evolution's creatine monohydrate. You can find them on Amazon, Walmart, and TikTok Shop.
All of the hardest things and all the things you want in your life are on the other side of being able to jump over and take that leap of faith, right? It's going to be very hard, but you're going to know if you never start it, which, if you're listening to this, is the sad reality of it. You know what you want in your life, and if you never start it, you're going to always know to yourself. Know, and in the back of your mind, think to yourself that, wow, I never started this thing. I really regret it. And something that Chris Williamson says in his podcast is that it's about choosing the regrets that you can live with rather than the ones that you can't live without. You must choose your regrets. You're always going to have some sort of an ultimatum between two things. If you have to go to the gym, if you get to choose between going to the gym or going to Chipotle, you're going to regret one of them if you do the other. If you go to Chipotle, you're going to regret not going to the gym. If you go to the gym, you're going to regret not going to Chipotle. But are you going to regret not going to Chipotle more than not going to the gym? Or are you going to regret not going to the gym more than if you were to not go to Chipotle? So being able to choose your regrets is super important. And something that I want to touch up on, this is going to be the last thing I talk about, is understand yourself. Everybody is born the same. You're not born confident. Nobody has confidence that they're born with. Confidence is made from constant proof to yourself that you're able to achieve what you said you would. And guess what? If you're always able to tell yourself that you're going to do this thing and it's a really hard goal and it's on the other side of that bridge like we were talking about, on the other side of that table that you have to jump across and leap, and you do it, you're going to have proof within yourself that you're able to do those things and in turn have confidence in yourself. You're going to walk around like it. People are going to know you're confident when you walk into the room, right? Nobody's born with confidence, but you have so much proof that you're able to do these things that are hard and tough and nobody else can do that. Of course, you're going to be confident. What other choice do you have? You're doing the hardest things and you're not letting it stop you. And even when you fail, you take away some good from it. That's the most ideal version of yourself that you can be. Is being able to make these mistakes, learn from them, and eventually get over this wall and keep doing it over and over again. Compared to the other side of the table, which is a person who never does anything and in turn has a low self-esteem and low confidence because he's never been able to prove to himself that he can do the things that he said he can. Hope you guys took away something helpful from this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening to it. I know it's been a little bit shorter today. If you like more shorter content, let me know. I can keep posting like this. But if you want something longer, I completely understand. I love recording either way for you guys. Hope you guys have a great rest of your night, and I'll catch you guys later. Peace.